What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball. Sign your kids up now for July open tryouts at focusbaseball.com. Ages 6 to 17.
All right, to the Fan Guest Hotline we go, powered by Gruber Law. He is the one, the only, Andrew Wagner. Follow him on Twitter by Andrew Wagner. Man, why don't you smile? Act like you're happy to be here. Be happy, Drew Wagner.
You know me better than that, Stephen. You know me better than that. I was actually just typing up a very long list of tweets with medical updates that the Brewers just passed along to us.
Oh, well, then feel free to feel free to share. Feel free to share the medical updates.
You can also find this at by Andrew Wagner on Twitter. But here's the rundown. Grant Anderson has posterior tibialis tendonitis. I am not a doctor, which has been pointed out to be by the parents of many exes. His IL stint is expected to be minimum. They're hoping to get him back early September. Robert Gasser is going to pitch tonight at AAA Nashville. He's slated for 5 innings, 75 pitches. Still hoping to have him back near the end of the month, early next. Deal Hall has started doing rotational exercises and could start a throwing program soon. So that's some good news. Logan Henderson is also working through some rotational exercises. He could start a throwing program soon. They're looking at late September, early October. Rhys Hoskins will play all 9 innings at first base tonight for AAA Nashville. Joey Ortiz is working through a running progression as he deals with a hamstring. He's about 85% intensity, but also doing infield and some hitting work. Hoping to have him back by the Philly series. And lastly, Rob Z is going to pitch tonight at AAA Nashville. He's expected to throw an inning or 25 pitches, and they're hoping to have him back near the end of the month, early next month. And there is your medical update, brought to you by a sponsor to be named later.
There is no way that Robert Gasser is pitching tonight. That is not accurate. That's not right.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's the 29th.
Ah, much better. Yeah. I was like, you said that. I was like, man, I just watched that dude pitch on TV the other night. And I was like, oh, man, replay of a game. I thought it was live. So then I went to look at the game log, and sure enough, no, he did pitch just the other day on the 24th. 4 2/3, couple of runs, 3 hits, and did give up a home run in that game. Speaking of Robert Gasser, we talked about this earlier on the Mason Crosby Show, me and Tommy, about the idea of Robert Gasser being a guy that they can bring out of the bullpen in the playoffs, similar to Ashby, because more than likely Dale Hall will not be ready. So do you see that as a possibility? A guy that hasn't really been here for, what, 8 or 5 of the 6 months of the entire season somehow ends up on this postseason roster?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I could totally see that. Listen, they're stretching him out right now because it never hurts to stretch a guy out. And you never know when you're going to need another starter. And if
well, yeah, when you kick Mizorowski to the bullpen, that's when you're going to need another starter.
I think the plan is probably to use Gasser out of the bullpen, but they're stretching him out right now as a starter just in case, because it's, you know, easier to do that now than it is later on. So you have that option in your back pocket. But I totally see him being able to come out of the bullpen and give you a couple of innings, especially in a postseason series.
To me, it makes sense. But when you expand rosters, he's the one that comes up. And then Mizorowski kicks to the bullpen for the remainder of the year, and Gasser then falls into that starting rotation to finish out the month of September. Mizorowski then pitches, you know, high-leverage situations for an inning here or 2 innings there. And they use Mizorowski like they used Josh Hader back in the day when he was Wild Thing as a starting pitcher down in the minors. They brought him up and said, hey, you're going to be a starter, but we're just going to use you here for the time being. And then, of course, he never got that job back. I think Mizorowski will be back starting next year, but I definitely see this as a situation where Gasser gets the rotation maybe at some point in September, finish out the season, and then Mizorowski is the guy that comes out of the bullpen in anticipation of continuing in the bullpen come the postseason, and then it's Woodruff, Peralta, and Priester probably with Quintana as that fourth guy starter if you want 4 starters in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's kind of the way that it's shaping up. I mean, it's a decision that I'm sure they're bouncing about right now and trying to plan ahead, but it's definitely a situation for the down-the-road members of the front office and coaching staff, because right now they've got enough on their plate just trying to figure out how to piecemeal this group until those guys get back.
Jake Bauer's going to get cut? You think he's going to get cut? I think he's going to get cut. With Reese Hoskins coming back, you already have Vaughn. Like, I don't see a world in how he stays on this roster, Andrew.
Yeah, I don't either. You know, if it was still expanding to 40 players, I think it's a completely different story, obviously. Right. I don't know how they make the math work. I mean, listen, Tommy and I were talking about this last night. There's going to be a lot of difficult decisions that have to be made in a couple of weeks with all the guys that are coming back and the roster's expanding and trying to shore everything up for that run and then figuring out the postseason roster. I mean, it's going to be tough. But at the same time, you know, it's a really good problem to have. You know, like it could be a lot worse. You could be trying to figure out how to fit guys onto a roster when you don't have enough good players. And they're looking at a situation where they're going to kind of have an excess, and they're going to have to part with guys that are important to this team that have helped them get to this point. But that's the nature of the business, and sometimes you have to make those tough decisions to get where you want to go.
I agree with you on that. Jackson Churio, the other guy that's going to be coming back here shortly as well. That means the end of Lockridge, I would imagine, on this major league club, and he gets optioned down to Nashville. So I would assume his time is only probably a few more games here before Lockridge goes down to AAA.
Yeah, and then that probably seems like you like. Listen, I wouldn't be surprised though if Lockridge finds his way onto the playoff roster, because having a pinch runner is definitely something that is helpful in the postseason, and he is really, really, really good at that. So I would not be surprised if they find a way to fit him back on the roster.
Talking with Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports. He joins us here as we are broadcasting live from Stennis Lake Country out in Pewaukee. Come on out, hang out with us. Lead off show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook with Tommy Wirtz out here from 5 to 6:30 as well. Let's talk a little bit about the starting pitching situation and Brandon Woodruff, right? So you pitch him that extra, give him that extra day off. He comes back yesterday. He gives up one hit that, again, I hate baseball scoring. That should have been an error on Monasterio. It wasn't. They gave him a hit. Fine. So now he's five shutout innings. We get to the sixth. If this is a playoff game, there's no way Murphy allows him to go as long as Murphy allowed him to go last night. But he ends up giving up five, and it's a 6-5 game by the time he gets out of there. They're in the sixth inning. Do we think the plan is going to be to continue to give him that extra day off here as we go throughout the remainder of the season?
We talked about that with Murphy yesterday, and that's definitely what they're going to try to do, is try to give Woody the six-day rotation instead of the five. And quite frankly, Murph said, you know, they're trying to find a way to do that with all their guys. It's just really difficult to
do. Oh, my goodness. So that means,
when the bullpen's in this, when the bullpen's in the situation that it's in, it's hard to do. But they're trying to find ways to get their guys extra rest going down the stretch.
Well, that means Gassler's not taking Mazeroski's spot. That means Gassler's going to be in this rotation as like that sixth guy. I would imagine that's how this is going to work, right? I mean, because you'll have Gassler come up. Go ahead.
That could be, but it all depends on what happens between now and then. Like, it's great in theory to give these guys extra rest, but again, you can't carry a bunch of relievers that you throw one day and that they're no good for 3 days. Like, that eats up at your bullpen. So they're trying to figure out a way to do it. Does that mean they're going to? I don't know. It's hard enough to do with one guy, in this case Woodruff, but then to do it with a bunch of guys is a little bit harder. What does help the situation is that once they get through this 19 and 18 stretch, they do have a significant amount of off days over the final couple weeks, which could help them bump guys back a little bit and make some changes there. So there's a lot of moving pieces to this. And right now they're taking it one day at a time, because that's really all you can do.
That lineup last night was the best lineup he's put out in days. I really like that lineup, even though maybe, you know, it didn't score as much as you wanted it to score. It put together, you know, that inning where it was hit after hit. Average exit velocity was like 80 miles an hour, I think. So it wasn't like they were killing the ball off the outfield wall, but they were doing what they do, which is get on base, move the runner over, and keep on moving the train and scoring runs. And again, doing it without that long ball in that situation until later in the game when Caleb Durbin ate his Wheaties and got a hold of another one, and all of a sudden he's got a chance to be at 10 or more home runs. Freelick's got a chance to be at 10 or more home runs. I don't think I would have bet either one to be at 10 or more home runs before the season started. And if you remember before the season, everybody was talking about Freelick changing his body, getting bigger, you know, doing the weight program, doing all that stuff. Nobody really knew anything about Durbin before he got to Milwaukee. Is this real? Like, I mean, are both of these guys able to hit 10 to 15 homers a year, do you think, going forward?
I think so, because, and this is something that I bring up all the time with Tommy, and Murphy said it, the guys have said it, it's the philosophy that home runs more often than not are thrown and not
sure.
hit. And when you've got guys that are really good at swing decisions and ball strike recognition, guys that aren't traditionally known for power can show more power because they identify the right pitches to crush, which is a really nerdy thing to say, and it sounds really analytical, but it's not. It's common sense. When you're not swinging at pitches out of the zone and chasing, and you're looking for the balls that are down the middle, or you're looking for the mistake, and you're able to recognize those, especially recognize them early, you can sit back and you can put a good swing on them, and you can absolutely demolish a baseball. The line that Murph likes to use is, no matter how hard a guy throws, you can time up a jetliner if you time it out rightly. So these guys are smart enough at the plate where they can recognize the right pitches that they can do damage with, and they don't try to go out there and do damage to the pitches that, let's face it, are basically good for slapping into the gap for a single or a double.
He is Andrew Wagner going inside the clubhouse here, Forbes Sports, a Brewers writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Got all kinds of great stuff there with information, videos from after the game, inside the clubhouse, all kinds of good stuff. Again, first pitch tonight slated for at 6:40 coming up this evening. And we'll get all the updated information on that game coming up in just a little bit. Jacob Mizorowski on the mound tonight for the Brewers. What are realistic expectations for Jacob Mizorowski at this point? I mean, he started off guns a-blazing, was amazing, and people couldn't even get a damn hit off of him. And then he gets dinged
up. I
don't know. He comes back from getting dinged up, and now all of a sudden guys are hitting him. And he's walking guys.
Yeah, it's hard to say what to expect anymore. I mean, we said that at the beginning because he exceeded everyone's expectations, and right now he's looking exactly – how you'd expect a guy coming up and getting his first taste of the big leagues to look, which is uncanny because he set the bar so high. It's kind of a mixed bag right now, you know. And the thing is, if he goes out there and mows down the Diamondbacks his first two trips up, you know, you're still kind of sitting there waiting for that shoe to drop. Like, well, what's going to happen? Because when he gets into trouble, you know, he gives up that one walk has rarely with him become multiple. And that's something a young pitcher has to work through and has to be able to figure out. I think he's still doing that, and I think he's capable of that. I think it'll help that he's, you know, playing back at home and has had some time, and he's had these experiences now where he's learned, you know, what not to do. It's a matter of putting that into practice. And listen, it's going to be no easy task tonight. Despite the Diamondbacks' record, their offense is really damn good. I mean, pitching has been the Diamondbacks' problem all season. You know, Murph said it again last night. People got kind of up in arms when he talked about the Giants being built to win. Well, they were built to win. You know, they put that team together with the thought of being a contending World Series team. It didn't work out. The Diamondbacks, too, they're 2 years removed from the World Series. They still have most of those guys in the lineup. It's still a pretty powerful lineup, even without your boy Suarez in there. The only thing that's kept the Diamondbacks from being good this year is an absolutely devastating rash of injuries to the pitching staff. So, like, Miz is going to go up there. He's going to have a tough time tonight. Hopefully he's learned from these last couple starts and knows that he can't nitpick and tunnel around and has to be effective with his off-speed stuff too.
He is Andrew Wagner. Follow him on Twitter @ByAndrewWagner. Inside the clubhouse brought to you by Focus Baseball. Sign up for the fall mini camps today. You do not have to be a member of Focus Baseball to sign up for the mini camps, but you get excellent coaching and get your kid a little bit better day by day. Again, FocusBaseball.com. Mr. Wagner, thank you so much. We'll hear you coming up between 5 and 6:30 with the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook with Tommy Wirtz out here at Stenney's Lake Country.
Have fun.